your miracle.
That's
right. Don't give up on it. Just know that God is customizing one just for you. Nobody else, just for you.
Let this song bless you.
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him. 'Cause this was her last hope of ever being healed. So she pressed through until she touched his garment. Oh, and right then and there, her miracle was fulfilled. And have you prayed and prayed, and still you've heard? Your prayers have been heard. God you serve. day. There's a miracle in the making. One just for you, the Father is working even now. Your prayers have been. Today, your prayers have been heard, and the answer's on the way. There's a miracle in the making for you today. Stepped out, cried, "Have pity on us." He gave sight to Barnabas. There in the dust, a woman came to the well with a bucket, you know, but she left with a river in her soul. When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you, then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. When heartache and pain are all around you, troubled waters of life, well, they almost drown you, then just reach up to that reaching down hand, 'cause Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. He gave sight to the blind, he turned water to wine, all at his command. He gave life to the ruler's daughter, he allowed Peter to walk on the water. Jesus is a miracle man, and he'll give you a miracle. I know he'll give you a miracle. I know Jesus will give a miracle, because Jesus is a miracle man. He gave sight to the blind, he turned water to wine.
when the one I've counted on had let me down. That's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I'm thirsty, He's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do when I need someone to talk to? He's always there to listen. With arms folded around me, He rocks me in His bosom. What would I do without Jesus? Hallelujah. The shepherd. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? A mountain that I've never faced before. That's why I'm calling on You, Lord. I know it's been a while. Lord, please hear my prayer. I need You like I never have before. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust You and believe. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this I must admit, it's brought me to my knees. I need You, Lord. I'm not ashamed to say, oh, sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold.
out of me. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you. Forgive me, Jesus, I thought I could control whatever life would throw my way. Oh, but this, I must admit, has brought me to my knees. I need you, Lord, I'm not ashamed to say. Sometimes it takes a mountain, sometimes a troubled sea, sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. To trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain. Sometimes a troubled sea. Sometimes it takes a desert to get a hold of me. Your love is so much stronger.
Yes, it is, Jesus.
Than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Your love is so much stronger than whatever troubles me. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Sometimes it takes a mountain to trust you and believe. Thank you, Jesus.
I've got a little dog. Praise God. The Lord gave me a little dog. I rescued him, and I'm not all alone anymore. But let me tell you something. I was in the kitchen, and it was thundering the other night and lightning. And he was all upset. And I said, you know what? It's okay, Mommy's here. Mommy's here. You know, Jesus is here tonight.
Amen.
And he spoke to my heart. He says, do you really trust me? Do you really trust me? You know, we say we do. We say we do. Persecution, Brother Eddie, I'm just going to say what I feel. Persecution is never before started as it is now against the Christians. Do you really trust God? Do you really search yourself? Because I'm telling you, trying times are here, Brother Eddie. Trying times are here. I don't know how much trouble we'll go through in the days to come. Before Jesus comes, you know, all of his people, Brother Eddie, sometimes had to go through things. And if you think that you're ready, we need to think again. Because just like I told my little dog, it's okay, it's okay. Mama's here. Jesus is here for every one of us. He's our comforter, our strength, our hope, the light of the world. We don't come here just to assemble. We come here to lift up the mighty God. The God that can do all things if we'll let Him. If we'll let Him. Do we let Him? No. No. And tonight I feel like saying we need to love one another more. When someone has a burden, Brother Eddie, don't get in the normal. We need to go and we need to pray with that person till God gets an answer. We're becoming more like the world every day in our ways of thinking, guys. No, we can't do that. We're separated people. But I just feel like telling you tonight, do you trust the Lord? This week as you go out and you do, you look around, say, God, whatever comes, my sister told me the other night, I went spent the night with her. She says, you know, Linda, I told Henry, if it came to where I had to say I would take Jesus and my hand be cut off, could I do that? And she started crying. And I said, you know, that's true. We say we will, Brother Eddie, but will we? Hallelujah. I love you all. I'm telling you what God has put on my heart. Do we really trust Him? Do we really love Him? And I just thank you tonight for listening, but I feel like I needed to say this. God is there. He's there. He's watching everything that happens. Everything that don't happen. Like Brother Eddie said, He don't answer everything the way we want it. But He still loves you. And I guarantee you He'll be your best friend you ever had. Hallelujah. I love you all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Church, give Him a great big hand. Be God good. He's great. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. God is so good, so wonderful.
Yes, He is. Amen.
Brother Eddie, I've got to testify.
Let me
just add to that just a little bit. Last year, I had one of the hardest trials in my life. And I was sitting in my living room. And I did what you said. I wrote that stone away and I purchased it all.
Hallelujah.
I poured my heart out to Him. I completely gave my soul, my heart, my mind to Him. And He has never left me.
Praise God.
God.
I wasn't living completely for Him. He touched me in my living room from the tip of my head to the tip of my toes. He wrapped His arms around me and He told me it was going to be okay.
Praise God.
I cannot tell you from that night the feeling that I have and still have to this day. We got in the truck this evening after church this morning. James goes, I love going to church.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. I love going to church.
Praise
but you know what? I can have church in my house because my God is there. He's there everywhere I go. Yeah. And I've thought about your message all day. I felt in my heart. And every time I think about them crucifying him, I'm waterworks. I can't help it. Because he died for me.
Yes, amen.
There is nothing to stand here and lift your hands and praise him. There's nothing I could ever say to repay him for what he's done for me. And I just want to thank him for being there with me every step of the way. And you know, since I've given myself completely to him, I've had valleys, but I've felt like I've been on the mountaintop because he has never left me. And people that say living for the Lord is hard, no, it's not hard. When you completely give yourself to the Lord, he takes care of it all through
yes,
the trials, through
Amen.
The valleys. And you don't have to worry about it no more. And I just praise him. Thank him for everything he's done for me.
Yes, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. What a wonderful relationship with the Lord. He's not part-time. He's full-time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Give him one more hand clap of praise. This is just great. This is wonderful tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'd like for Sister Autumn Gaddis to come forward tonight. She shared something with me, and I said, would you be comfortable sharing that with the church? Confirmation of this morning's message. I'm not going to steal her thunder. I'm going to let her tell you, because I just sat there and my jaw just dropped, because when she told me how God works.
Yeah, y'all have to excuse me, because when I get in front of people, I get nervous, and if I repeat myself, just act like I didn't hear it the first time. Well, first I'd like to say, this church has changed our lives. God has changed our lives. You know, just like you were saying, I'll never forget back in June 26, to be exact, when I was sitting on the edge of a curb in the parking lot when I cried out to Jesus, and he saved me. And it was like a veil was lifted off my eyes, and I just had peace, you know, overwhelming peace. Used to worry myself sick and literally to the point of going to the hospital, and I don't do that anymore. You know, it's all been taken away, all of it, you know. I felt like God led our family to this church, and I saw Brother Eddie on, well, you know he married us, but I went back after that curb event and looked for him on Facebook and saw one of his messages, and I felt like he was talking straight to me. So we came here, and we've been here ever since.
Praise God.
God's been working in our lives since that day, and today was no different. After I heard the message this morning, I was riding to MJ's little diner in Carrollton with Billy, and I said, you know, I really can't think of anybody that's ever wronged me so bad that I don't forgive them. I said, yeah, I guess I've been blessed in that area, because I forget easy. Like, if you do something bad to me, chances are I'm not even going to remember it. You know, I've been blessed in that area. I cannot Amen. Hold a grudge, because I forget. But, and I said, and you know, I really can't think of anybody that I've hurt that I need to apologize to, you know. So we go into MJ's, and I sit down, get my plate, go over to get my food, and I'm standing there, and I look up at the front door, and lo and behold, here comes my old stepbrother that I haven't spoke to in 9 years this month. And a little voice says, well, you forgot about him. Well, long story short, we had a big falling out about 9 years ago this month. Haven't spoke to him, haven't seen him since. It was ugly, and I remember it hurting really bad when it happened. You know, I couldn't believe that it happened, and I was really hurt. I just walked up to him and hugged him and said hello to him. And you could tell he was kind of hesitant. You know, maybe he didn't know what to say. Yeah, I mean, the last time we spoke, it was bad, you know. So I went and got my food and sat down, and something just kept nudging me. You know, go talk to him. Tell him about the message this morning. I didn't want him to think that I just spoke to him because I saw him and that I was going to leave and start talking about him, you know. So I walked over to him and I took my drink over there and I said, can you scoot over? I got a story I want to share with you. So I told him about Brother Eddie's message this morning and I was telling him about the stone. And I said, sometimes, you know, Brother Eddie says, we got to move our own stone. And I said, you know, I don't even remember what you did to me. And I said, but he dropped his head and tears started to well up in his eyes. And I said, but I'm just telling you that if you do remember it, now's the time to forget it because it's been forgotten here. He hugged me tight and he told me that I was still a sister. I'd always be a sister. We told each other we loved each other. And then he shared with me that maybe he was going down the wrong path when he did what he did to me. But since then, God has been moving in him and his family's life. And he's a member of a Pentecostal church in Bremen.
Christ.
And God's been working in his life, too. That's the best part of the story. So, anyway, that's my story. And I thought it was great.
Thank you, sir.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't God great? Amen. I love it. I love it. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Now's the time to get those things straight. It's like Ecclesiastes, and I'm certainly not going to preach. The Holy Spirit tonight is ministered in a dynamic way. But it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. And I know that now is the time to get those things straight. If there's aught, even if you're not at fault, it just is a cleansing process just to go somebody and say, you know what, it's over, it's long gone, I love you, I'm not going to let that, tear us apart. It's just a cleansing process. And because time will run out, and now's the time to get it done. So thank you, Sister Autumn, for sharing that. When she told me, I couldn't wait. I almost just let her testify at the very beginning of the service. But God moves in different ways, and I thank God for the deliverance tonight, for all of you that came forward. God has been so great, so wonderful. Amen. We love you. Hope you have a wonderful and very blessed new year. Again, as Brother Jim mentioned, we'll be meeting here at the church around 11:30. That's on New Year's Eve night, and we might sing a hymn or two and just begin to pray. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing when the new year comes in than just in communication with our Lord. So if you have an opportunity, if you're in the neighborhood, if you want to come by, the church will be open at 11:30 New Year's Eve night. We won't stay long. We'll just fellowship and pray the new year in, and then drive home and listen to the fireworks, I guess. Because probably they'll be shooting them over the house. I'm pretty sure they will. God bless you. Would you stand tonight?